Chapter 9, The Military Decision-Making Process, Step 6, Course of Action Decision or Approval. Cajun 6 was tired, but to some extent energized. He was pleased the staff worked effectively and efficiently to put together a solid course of action, COA brief. Cajun 6 confirmed the COA and issued final planning guidance. He wanted to ensure the next warning order, WARNORD, was clear and concise before the staff went into orders production. Once Cajun 6 finished his guidance, he went to the coffee pot, refilled his cup, and let the staff know he would be back for the operation order, OPORD brief. After the decision briefing, the commander selects the COA to best accomplish the mission. If the commander rejects all COAs, the staff starts COA development again. If the commander modifies a proposed COA or gives the staff an entirely different one, the staff develops and analyzes the new COA and presents the results to the commander with a recommendation. After approving a COA, the commander issues the final planning guidance. The final planning guidance includes a refined commander's intent, if necessary, and new commander's critical information requirements, CCIRs, to support execution. It also includes any additional guidance on priorities for the warfighting functions, WFFs, orders preparation, rehearsal, and preparation. This guidance includes priorities for resources needed to preserve freedom of action and ensure continuous sustainment. Commanders include the risk they are willing to accept in the final planning guidance. Commanders discuss acceptable risk with adjacent, subordinate, and senior commanders as time and communications allow. However, commanders still obtain the higher echelon commander's approval to accept any risk that might imperil accomplishing the higher commander's mission. Based on the commander's decision and final planning guidance, the staff issues a WARNORD to subordinate headquarters. This WARNORD contains the information subordinate units need to refine their plans. It confirms guidance issued in person or by video teleconference and expands on details not covered by the commander personally. The WARNORD issued after COA approval normally contains the Area of Operations, AO, Mission, Commander's Intent, updated CCIRs and Essential Elements of Friendly Information, EEFIs, Concept of Operations, Principal Tasks Assigned to Subordinate Units, Preparation and Rehearsal Instructions Not Included in Standard Operating Procedures, SOPs, a Final Timeline for the Operations, Updated Task Organization, Necessary Graphics.